This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com. This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAPrepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAPrepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Vannelli.
I'm just reading something I just wrote. Kind of puts a grin on my face. Everyone all set? Cocked? Locked? Here we go. You dialed it correctly to USA Prepares. We're delighted you're here. We broadcast 5 days a week, 2 hours a day, from high atop the Missouri Ozark Mountains. Kyle's engineering the broadcast in Minnesota. I'm Vincent Vannelli, and if you'd like to call us, 866-582-9933, 866-582-9933. If you'd like to listen on the listen line 24/7, 605-477-3249. 605-477-3249. Gwyneth Isaacs is with us. It's Tuesday. She's with us live in Australia. Welcome, Gwyneth.
How are you this morning?
I'm kind of grinning. I decided a few weeks ago that I would detach from the attack on us for what the state of Missouri decided they wanted to come after us for $100,000 and what they alleged was unpaid sales tax. Well, I proved to them that they were wrong, and they backed down and sent me an apology. And I mentioned that then they decided to come after us for $1,000 in unpaid sales tax. And I proved again that they had the wrong guy and they were wrong and they had no claim to it. So I've detached from that. And that's something that Dr. Norman Shealy advises, detaching. But I have attached to something that I think is important. And that is, I'm going to be teaching a class on Friday on how to pursue your passion in your spare time and pay less in taxes the way the wealthy do. I'm going to teach a class that took me my entire lifetime to learn, how to pay less in taxes. And so, class, what if I said that you can easily, if you decide to pay attention in class on Friday, hour number two, you can easily save $1,000 a year in taxes. Easily. Easily. As a matter of fact, if you don't save if you pursue this and you don't save $1,000 a year, I suggest you call your local radio station that carries this broadcast and ask for your money back. ask for your money back on what you paid to listen to this broadcast. But I can tell you that it absolutely positively works. And I've tried to decide what to call this because Ron Gibson, who puts this broadcast on YouTube every day and has for years, is going to need a title for this broadcast. And I was toying with the idea of extreme tax deductions. That's one. And it is. You're going to learn extreme tax deductions. Another title for this is Fire Your Tax Accountant. And that'll happen by the end of the hour. You'll be firing your tax accountant. No question about it. Another title for this would be Start Your Own Business and Take the Same Tax Deductions the Wealthy Take. So those are three titles that are appropriate for Friday, hour number two's broadcast. So, Gwyneth, you know, I've disassociated with, in my mind, the anger that I had when the state came after us. But I've attached to a way of feeling good about it. And that is to teach people to pay less to these thugs, these financial perverts, these financial parasites who occupy government offices and who are paid to harass us and make our lives miserable. So I just wanted to share that with you, and that's what I'm going to do on Friday, hour number two.
Well, I say good for you. And, you know, something, I'm so fed up with them as well. I just spent today going through some legal paperwork. Some of it goes all the way back to 2014. Of these mongrels trying to extort money out of me, you know. And they really just don't seem to get it. That the higher the value of the the extortionate notice that they send me, the less inclined I am to pay it.
You know,
and I came across one account which was about $4,000, completely and utterly, totally extortionate. I never paid it. And it was from, you know, 2014. I'm still here. They still haven't collected on it because I just said, here's a great one for everybody. I do not consent to contract with you. They are not government. They are corporations. And you cannot be, under common law, you cannot be a corporation and a government. You've got to be one or the other. And if you're a corporation, you don't have the power to tax. And you do not have the power to compel anybody to contract with you if you're a corporation. And the whole of the United States government is one vast corporation. That's this plan. And the same is true for the Australian government. In fact, the Australian government's registered on the US Security and Exchange Commission, you know, as a company, as a corporation, and their CIK code, in case anyone wants to check this, you can go on USSEC.gov, okay? And the CIK code, which is the registration number for a corporation, for the Commonwealth of Australia is 0000805157. And the whole of the Australian government's US corporation. And so I found that out and I said, right, well, they're a corporation. That means they're not really a government anymore and I don't consent to contract with them, you know, on anything that I don't absolutely have to. You know, there's some things, like I said, the family tax benefit. At the moment, that's quite important for us, for just keeping our head above water financially. But we're working on it so that that's not necessary to be such a big part of the budget, because within 4 years, both of my sons are going to be 18, and it's not going to be a part of the budget. So it's about looking ahead, it's about thinking ahead, and it's about planning ahead, and it's about living your life without them, because they are a bunch of extortionate mongrels, and they do not have your best interests at heart. They are a for-profit corporation, and their profits come from mostly from some form or other of extortion and protection racketeering. So, and I know I've been saying this just about every week for the last month, but it's because for the last few months probably, but it's because it's true. And I'm hoping that it gets through some thick skulls out there. I think that the class is probably a bit less thick than the average person out there, or the average soul out there. But even so, sometimes we have to be told things over and over and over again for us to really get it. And, you know, I really care about all the people in the class, and I want them to get this. If they don't get anything else out of this broadcast, is that the government's not interested in you except as a piggy bank. How's that? I think I've pretty well summed it up, haven't I?
You absolutely have summed it up. You know, I've been doing some tractor therapy. Tractor therapy is when I go out in the field and either I am behind the steering wheel of the tractor and I have a hay mower attached to it and I'm going round and round and round cutting the grass into hay, or I'm pulling a hay rake, or I'm pulling a hay tedder, which is like an egg beater for hay. It just kind of flips it around so it dries quickly. Or I'm pulling a hay baler. So I'm going round and round and round. I'm thinking about all kinds of things as I do this. And one of the things that I was thinking about yesterday while I was baling hay in one of our fields was exactly what you're talking about. That we are not really very important. As a matter of fact, I believe our government thinks we are in the way, and we're only useful for if we're in fixing roads that they want to drive on. That maybe we're useful for making roads, repairing roads. Maybe we're useful for maintaining the infrastructure if we have a job that that fixes bridge or keeps bridges from falling down. Or maybe if we're in the business of raising beef that they want to eat or other food that they want to eat. Other than that, we're only useful as, what you said, a piggy bank. How much they can steal from us. And that's why I'm so excited about teaching this class on keeping these people, these mongrels as you call them, and I have no problem with that word, from stealing from us. And that's what they are doing. Literally, they want what we have. They want a percentage, and they keep changing the rules. They change the rules on what they're going to steal from us, and they say, well, just because you don't know the tax code doesn't mean you're exempt from it, doesn't mean you're exempt from the penalties, doesn't mean you're exempt from the interest. So they create these ever-changing rules that they demand at the muzzle of a gun or the threat of stealing our houses, our land, our property, our possessions. They do this at the muzzle of a gun, and it's really difficult for us to stay informed. But that's our job. Now, I'm going to read a couple words, and then I'm going to talk about the word that these represent in today's lexicon. Okay, lawlessness, chaos, disorder, criminality. An absence of institutions. What word are we defining? Anarchy. But that's not what anarchy is and means. Anarchy means simply no ruler. No ruler. It doesn't mean chaos. It doesn't mean criminality. It doesn't mean lawlessness. We'll be right back. Class, I'm a survivalist, and my plan is to be independent of everything that I can so that supply chain disruptions have a minimum impact on our family. What's the first thing that you do when the power goes out? I've researched the best value solar energy system that I can find, one that's backed by the technical support necessary for the undertaking. The system's installed and is generating electricity right now with equipment purchased from IronEdison.com. You heard Brandon Williams, CEO of IronEdison.com, right here on USA Prepares. Together, we designed our system. In my opinion, our IronEdison.com system has more features, more value, and more potential than any other system I found. We chose the Snyder Electric system with a hybrid inverter, charge controller, power panel, battery disconnect, and the system control panel. If you want energy independence, as we have, please consider calling the engineering team at IronEdison.com, 720-432-6433, 720-432-6433.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-557-0158. That's 800-557-0158. Again, 800-557-0158.
Do you know what's lurking in your water? More than 200 contaminants could be sitting there, just waiting for your glass. With a ProPure water filter, start enjoying clean and great-tasting water today. ProPure filters, independently tested, latest water filter technology. ProPure systems do not require electricity and are easy to set up and easy to use. To find out more, visit your authorized ProPure dealer or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
Yesterday, I got a call from the IRS. They say I owe them over $16,000. I don't have that kind of money.
Don't try to fight the IRS on your own. Use Coast One Financial Group and let them help you get a fresh start. If you owe at least $10,000 in back taxes, call now for a free and confidential tax debt analysis. Call Coast One now for a free consultation at 800-643-4661 now. 800-643-4661. That's 800-643-4661.
Homeowners have much more to worry about than just making their mortgage payment. Can you afford to repair or replace your air conditioning when it stops working this summer? Or worse, a major plumbing problem? With National Home, you can say goodbye to repair bills. If you own a home, you can stop paying for these costly repairs. Best of all, call now to get 1 month of repair coverage for free. Get total protection for your home's major appliances and systems, so you have no more costly repair bills. Call 800-887-3022. That's 800-887-3022. 800-887-3022.
We use cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Gwyneth Isaacs is with us. Gwyneth, you know, there's a television series, CBS, I believe, and I've seen a few episodes on Netflix, and it's called Madam Secretary. And so the main character's name in the series is Elizabeth McCord. She used to work for the CIA. She had some ethical problems with what happened at the CIA in the series. So she left her job. She gets a call or contacted by the president. He wants her to become the Secretary of State. And so she is. And in one of these episodes, as I remember, if I remember correctly, she was talking about her son with her husband in the series. And she referred to her young son somewhere between elementary school age and very early high school age. She referred to him as their little anarchist. and it wasn't like, you know, he wants to burn the school down. It wasn't like he was causing problems. He's just this young guy who thinks that the government is out of control, or the corporation posing as government is out of control. They're interfering with our lives. They've destroyed the educational system. They've destroyed the food system. They've destroyed pretty much commerce, as we would see it, as the bottom 93%. And that's what he was, in my opinion, that's what he was referring to, you know, in his lines as he speaks them on this series, Madam Secretary. So And I kind of chuckle, and I wonder how many of us here at USA Prepares, probably most of us, if not all of us, lean toward anarchy, meaning we don't need all this rule. We don't need all of this regulation and oppression. Not that we want to burn, rape, pillage, you know, plunder. That's not what we want to do. We want to be left alone. We don't need people telling us what to do. For example, after the broadcast, I don't need anybody to tell me that I better get on that tractor and start baling hay. I don't need anybody to tell me that. I don't need anybody to tell me that a safe speed limit on most roads in the area is 55 miles per hour. I don't need anybody to tell me that the people who pass me on the interstate when I'm doing the speed limit, what I think is a safe maximum speed, if I decide to go the safe maximum speed, I don't need anybody to tell me that the people who are flying by me are reckless and they're endangering our safety. I don't need anybody to tell me that. I know that. And I also believe that the average IQ of those in this broadcast classroom is way higher than most every other broadcast. Most every other broadcast. Because we're not talk radio. We're not people who are ditto heads. We don't need someone telling us how to think. We think on our own. We think independently. It's just that we seem to agree with each other. And that's the common thread here at USA Prepares. There are a bunch of us all going in the same direction. We've independently figured out what is right, what is wrong, what we need to do, and how to do it. But we have some experts who are, and instructors, who know some things that they want to share with us that we can all learn from. That's kind of who we are. But we don't need lots of people telling us what to do. We're quite okay figuring out on our own, what's true, what is not true, the misinformation, the disinformation from the truth. We're able to figure that out, and we've learned that. We've learned that, and we've learned to become not so trusting of people who have formerly been thought to tell us the truth. We've learned that people in the media are just talking mouthpieces. We've learned that people in the media are disrespectful of people whom they should be respectful of and offices that they should be respectful of. I've lost whatever modicum of respect I had for Hollywood. I've lost almost all of it. Almost all of it. I believe that it is the Ministry of Propaganda. It's the Joseph Goebbels of today. What do you think?
I would say I pretty well agree with you. Because anybody's told me to.
Okay? Right, right.
This is it. The thing is that, you know something, I'm not absolutely ancient, but I'm old enough to remember when Maggie Thatcher was the British Prime Minister and Ronnie Reagan was the President of the United States. And we'll get back to more of that after the break.
Yep, we surely will. Gwyneth Isaacs is with us. She's live in Australia, staying up late tonight to be with us. We'll be right back.
Today, how to incorporate your business in just 10 minutes so you won't lose everything if you get sued. Step one, stop putting it off. If you're not incorporated and someone sues your business tomorrow, it's not just your business at risk. You can lose everything, your home, your car, even your life savings. Step two, call the following number for a free 10-minute incorporation guide from Incorporate.com. 1-800-945-1063. They don't provide legal or financial advice. They just make incorporating quick and easy. So you can incorporate or form an LLC in just 10 minutes. That number again is 1-800-945-1063. Step 3, congratulate yourself. By taking just 10 minutes to incorporate your business or form an LLC, you protected your home, your car, and your life savings. And that is how you incorporate your business in just 10 minutes. But hurry while they're still giving away these 10-minute incorporation guides for free. Call 1-800-945-1063. That's 1-800-945-1063.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GZN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GZN.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Hi there, I'm Bob Eubanks. You know, as part of Hollywood for a long time, I've seen my fair share of celebrities get in trouble with the IRS. Well, there's one name I trust, the Tax Defense Group. They're the most trusted name in tax. So if you owe more than $10,000 to the IRS, you really need to call my friends at the Tax Defense Group. Ignoring the IRS is not the solution. They can garnish your paycheck, levy your bank accounts, seize your home or business. But the Tax Defense Group could put a stop to all of that and tailor a program that would reduce your tax debt to pennies on the dollar. You gotta love that. So don't just take my word for it. Call them. Find out for yourself. They offer a 100% satisfaction guarantee. And they're open 24 hours a day because they know that tax debt doesn't sleep either.
Call now for your free and confidential tax analysis from the most trusted name in tax. Call 800-361-6907. 800-361-6907.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelly.
Kenneth Isaacs is with us. Ronald Reagan and Margaret Thatcher. Yeah, you had mentioned them.
Yep.
Please continue.
Okay. Now, at the time, New Zealand had just been absolutely destroyed. Okay, I was growing up at the time in New Zealand, early part of my adolescence. The New Zealand economy had been absolutely destroyed by a particular fascist by the name of Robert Muldoon. And he used to be the Prime Minister of New Zealand, and you could not get any business deal going in the whole country unless you had the cooperation of the government, and it totally destroyed the national economy. Now, I hear people say that socialism never rescued a country. I would say there's maybe one exception to that. Maybe. And that is that after Robbie Muldoon was voted out from being the Prime Minister, the New Zealand people voted in David Longhi. And he was from the Labour Party. That means left wing. Okay? And do you know something? He was not... he was actually a lawyer. So he was a Labour Party man, but he was a union lawyer, okay? And he actually got that whole country back on its feet within just a few years, okay? And how he did it was he basically just left people alone. He shut down all the white elephant projects that Robert Muldoon had set up for his crony bankster buddies, okay? And he basically said, okay, now, I'm going to leave the country alone. It was only after his time, from my memory, and like I say, I was a child and my memory's not perfect, but what I remember is that when David Longhi was the Prime Minister, the whole country breathed a sigh of relief. And it started to really, really economically prosper. And it continued to economically prosper until around about 1987 or 1988. And they had the great stock market crash. And I can't remember if Longhi was the Prime Minister or not at that time. I think he probably still was. But the country bowed to pressure to get rid of the tariffs and introduce free trade. And my sister at that time had just finished her seamstress apprenticeship, and she was going to have a career in the textile, clothing and footwear industry, and overnight the textile, clothing and footwear industry collapsed in New Zealand, and she had no job, a brand new trade qualification, and no job. And that was absolutely heartbreaking for her, and I don't know if she even still has really gotten over it. And she's 5 years older than me, so she's now in her late 40s. She went and got another trade qualification, which was being a horticulturist, and she's still a horticulturist, but she's never really gotten off the dole, and that is fairly typical of people who were beginning their working lives in the working class in New Zealand at that time. And we went straight into one of the deepest economic depressions that has ever been. And from what I hear, the US and the UK actually went through something very, very similar. And I think that might, I'm not quite sure on this, you may have to correct me, that might have been the beginning of the end for Motown. Would that be correct, Vincent?
When you say Motown, you're talking about Detroit?
That's right. Or was it before then that Motown began to go down the tubes? You know, I know that the 87 well, crash was an absolutely huge blow for the American economy. Mm-hmm. And
it was really
at the start of what we are seeing in America now, where you've got whole cities like Baltimore, Chicago, Detroit, large sections of Los Angeles, which are pretty well wasteland. They've never.
Well, that's correct. In Detroit, Michigan, in the United States, there are stories that they're bulldozing down block after block after block of what once was part of the city because the city can no longer afford to find the water mains. They can't repair the streetlights. They can't repair the sidewalks. So it seems to be less expensive to bring in bulldozers and just level those parts of the city. I was starting to read an article this morning in mainstream news about Houston, Texas, where they are selling street by street parts of Houston because they can no longer afford to pay for the maintenance of the streets. So there are cities, many cities in the United States, that are bankrupt. They can't afford the infrastructure. And they've gone out, you know, on... They've been spending with reckless abandon, in my opinion. And I look at where I live. There's no curbs here. There are no sidewalks here. There's no streetlights here. No police department in the little town near us. There's no mayor. And we get along just fine. We really do. Maybe we live in anarchy paradise. Because there's no one...
we don't need somebody else to hold a stick over us because we're not going to go out and deliberately hurt people. And do you know what? I think I mentioned this before, that one of the wealthiest areas in the whole of Victoria, okay, where all the millionaires have their, well, not all, you know, where millionaires have their mansions, and rock stars like Kylie Minogue have, you know, absolutely beautiful estates, is French Island. And the unique thing about French Island is it does not have a municipality. There's no municipality. They look after themselves. They manage themselves just fine. And do you know what? It's not falling apart, okay? And the truth of it is, these government people couldn't manage their way out of a paper bag. Everywhere they go, everything they try to manage seems to fall into a great steaming pile of manure. Okay? They're into picking winners and losers, okay? Mm-hmm. But they always seem to pick the wrong guys to be the winners. And
you're absolutely right.
With New Zealand, the story didn't end there, okay? Unfortunately, after David Longhi, you did have a whole string of bankster Rothschild minions as the prime ministers of New Zealand. But what happened was that somewhere along the line, I think it was probably actually a long time ago because my dad used to say this, he used to say he moved to New Zealand because New Zealand was the lifeboat of the whole world. And considering that he actually came from a bankster family, although he wasn't a bankster, he was a trade union guy, okay? He was somebody who believed that you should always have guards on your machines. He was a hard worker. He was a master engineer who used to do things like build high-tech gearboxes for racing car drivers, very famous rally car drivers, okay? That was, and he used to do logging machinery, and he knew how to fix jet engines and steam engines and you name it, okay? There was just about nothing that he couldn't fix except electronics and computers. It was just beyond him. But he said back in the 1980s, when I was a very small child, that he moved to New Zealand because New Zealand was the lifeboat of the world. And now I see a country where there's banksters in charge, have been in charge for at least the last 20 years, and but they're leaving the people alone. They're in charge, but if you want to move to New Zealand and you want to start a business and you want to, I don't know, film a Hollywood blockbuster, you by and large get left alone. And that's, I mean, how many Hollywood blockbusters? And they have established a film industry which has basically hugely, hugely prospered the country, where New Zealand is now practically the Hollywood of the South Pacific through movies like Narnia, you know, Jurassic Park. The forest scenes of Jurassic Park were filmed just outside of Rotorua in a forest where I used to go and play when I was a little girl. And, you know, Lord of the Rings, The Hobbit, and all the rest of it. Just one blockbuster movie after another for 20 years, and basically pulled the whole country out of the gutter. But they've got that as their little enclave out in the middle of the ocean, okay, where they can have their big Hollywood movies, they can have their fancy wineries, their absolutely gorgeous scenery, their tourist attractions, and basically have the country as a lifeboat slash theme park slash bankster enclave, and have the rest of the world go to pot. My dad was absolutely right.
Gwyneth, you and I will be right back after these few short commercial announcements. Gwyneth Isaacs, live in Australia. I'm Vin Finelli.
My name is Lee, and I'm 41. I've been using One World Wave for 2.5 years now. I suffered a bulged L4 and L5 disc from a car accident 3 years ago, and since that time I've been unable to walk long distances, do any minor lifting, or just normal activities with my children without having severe back pain. Since I've started using One World Way, I've been able to walk more, engage in activities with my children, and have less lower back pain. One World Way has helped me regain back my strength, confidence, and have a healthier life. I've noticed a weight loss of about 20 pounds, my A1C dropped 2 points, and I have more energy now. One World Way has helped me regain back my life.
The results for clients on One World Way have surpassed the results for most any other supplements, as well as all other whey protein powders. One World Whey is non-denatured and frequency encoded. We believe the frequency encoding increases your body's production of glutathione and energy production. Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworldway.com.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Are you drowning in debt? Are you struggling to make minimum payments? Did you know that on average a household with at least one credit card struggles with over $10,000 in credit card debt? If this sounds like you, know that it's not your fault. Credit card debt happens to good people. Credit card companies lure you in with low introductory rates and low minimum payments. Before you know it, you're in over your head. We've helped thousands of good people just like you become debt-free with our Debt Reset program that will dramatically reduce your debt down to a fraction of what you owe. Our Debt Reset program is customized to get you debt-free in as little as 24 to 48 months with one low monthly payment. If you owe over $10,000 in credit card debt or even personal loans, call 800-912-6177. There are no upfront fees or out-of-pocket expenses. You don't pay a dime until we succeed. Call now to see how the Debt Reset Program can work for you. 800-912-6177. That's 800-912-6177. Again, 800-912-6177.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey Guy provides the lowest price filtration systems in every size for incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency. Get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
I love sporting events. The atmosphere, the crowd. I even enjoy waiting in line. Because while I'm standing next to you, the RFID scanner in my pocket is capturing your personal information. From debit and credit cards, even your apartment building key. So you'll still be paying for this game long after it's over.
Every 2 seconds, someone is a victim of identity fraud. This Father's Day, protect Dad from crimes he can't see with ID Stronghold wallets in all Dad's favorite styles. Bifold, trifold, and even front pocket wallets and money clips. ID Stronghold pioneered RFID blocking technology over 10 years ago. ID Stronghold wallets look great and even cost about the same as wallets in most stores.
I'm Wal Augustinowitz, founder and CEO of ID Stronghold. Protect yourself from crimes you can't see with ID Stronghold.
For Father's Day, go to IDStronghold.com and get a free mini wallet with purchase of any wallet order over $20.
IDStronghold.com.
Is that Ellen painting her garage?
Yesterday she was trimming her hedges.
What's her secret?
I heard she was eating this new superberry called the Aronia berry.
Aronia? What?
Aronia berries from superberries.com. They're known for having one of the highest levels of antioxidants that helps with overall wellness.
Where can we get them?
Go to superberries.com/radio. And right now we get a free smoothie recipe book with our order. Plus we can save $4 at checkout.
I can't wait. I've got lots of projects I need to get done.
Yes, you do.
Choose health. Eat purple. Superberries.com.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Gwyneth Isaacs is with us. Gwyneth, I'd like to share this story with you. It's mainstream news. Fox 2 Detroit, you mentioned Motor City. And I was reading this article last night, and the article was posted on the 11th, June 11th. And the title is Detroit Police Shoot at Crew Filming Music Video. Subtitle, Music Video Shoot Goes Awry. Detroit Police Department officers open fire on film crew. Okay. This is over the top.
Wow.
Here's the, here it is. WJBK says, a music video shoot in Detroit goes awry after Detroit police roll up on the scene believing it was a carjacking in progress. Witnesses from the scene show, witness video from the scene shows when officers opened fire on the men. Police say they received several calls on Saturday afternoon of what appeared to be a carjacking of an Aston Martin at this intersection. Okay, when police arrived, the men explained they were shooting a music video. Police said they had no record of permits to film. Let me say that again. Police say they had no record of permits to film, so the officers thought it was an actual robbery and started shooting at two men who appeared to be holding guns. Fortunately, none of the three shots fired by the police hit anyone. The officers took all three men involved in the music video into custody and are investigating. Can you imagine?
That's crazy.
Number one, the police say that they started shooting because there were no records of permits to film. Since when do you need a permit to film something? Since when?
You don't need a permit.
So these officers just... That's what I think, too.
It's disgusting.
And so these cops
So case in point.
They started shooting. And to make matters even better, the cops took the three guys involved in the music video into custody. They took them into custody. So these cops are in the way of pretty much everything I can think of that we do.
Yeah.
And why would anyone call the cops? Why would anyone call?
No.
So I can tell you that something similar happened to me. They didn't start shooting, but they brought their guns with them. Some person, I'm going to try to be polite, some person called the cops on me. I was at an event. Some person called the cops. And whatever they said caused the cops to be pretty uptight with me. Before they even got there, they were looking for a fight. One guy, I've got a picture of one cop with his left hand on his gun belt and his right hand ready to draw and shoot me. I've got a photo of it. Why? Because some jerk decided to call the cops. And what he said, I don't know. Vin Finelli's here. He's causing problems. They could have said that, which was a lie. I was just an attendee, having fun, talking to a whole bunch of people I know, just laughing and having a good time until the cops showed up and threw me out. And it wasn't like I didn't pay my $10 to go in. I'll tell you what, I don't want to go to events. I really don't. Because there are too many stupid people. Too many people who think that law enforcement is, they think they're the good guys. They don't realize that they are the muzzle of enforcement to steal from us.
That's right, they are. You know something? What we're facing here in this country is absolutely, in my humble opinion, not being reported around the world, okay, in Australia.
Mm-hmm.
You hear what's going on in places like Venezuela, although they've got a complete media blackout as well, more than what you hear is going on in Australia. We'll talk about that more after the, I believe we're at the top of the hour, aren't we?
Yeah, we are. And so we're going to talk about fascism. We're going to talk about how it always leads to collapse. We're going to talk about Venezuela and Zimbabwe. Gwyneth Isaacs is with us. We'll be right back. Class, I'm a survivalist, and my plan is to be independent of everything that I can so that supply chain disruptions have a minimum impact on our family. What's the first thing that you do when the power goes out? I've researched the best value solar energy system that I can find, one that's backed by the technical support necessary for the undertaking. The system's installed and is generating electricity right now with equipment purchased from IronEdison.com. You heard Brandon Williams, CEO of IronEdison.com, right here on USA Prepares. Together, we designed our system. In my opinion, our IronEdison.com system has more features, more value, and more potential than any other system I found. We chose the Schneider Electric system with a hybrid inverter, charge controller, power panel, battery disconnect, and the system control panel. If you want energy independence, as we have, please consider calling the engineering team at IronEdison.com, 720-432-6433, 720-432-6433.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com. Virtual care anywhere.